No, this is a high standard what Paul's saying. He's saying this. Don't just go to work so that you can accumulate more things for yourself. Paul would also say, don't stop working so that you can just receive from others. Paul's saying positively, work. So ultimately that you can give to others. What a wild concept of authentic community. Work so that you can give, not for yourself, but to others. Again, a high standard here in Ephesians chapter 4. And finally, Paul goes on to say, another building block for community is speech. Use speech that builds others up. It essentially says this in verse 28, check it out. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building others up. Pastor, that's easy. Everyone can do that. No, what Paul's saying is, really go out of your way to encourage others. Make sure that your speech isn't idle and not going anywhere, not doing anything, but intentionally choose words that build others up. Now, as I share all these things that Paul highlights in Ephesians chapter 4, you might be thinking, Pastor, those are high standards and I violate them every single day. And there's no way anyone could live by those high standards. You know what? Every single person here, including myself, we don't always follow these building blocks. We sometimes think that they come automatically, that they should just happen every day that we wake up. Paul's saying this, every single one of us must intentionally and with great effort put these building blocks into practice. And he goes on to say, clothe yourselves in Christ, partner with the Holy Spirit, and practice these so that you can live in authentic community. Research shows the power of this. Now, this is not in the Bible, but some interesting research has just come out on the power of community. This comes from a man named David McClellan, who's recognized as a noted social psychologist. His research comes out of Harvard, but I just share it with you so that you can chew on this. A lot of us think about what we're going to be in 5 years or what we're going to be in 10 years. Some of us think, in 2 years, I'm going to be healthier and have better habits. Some of us think about, in 10 years, my business is going to be really successful, or in 5 years, I really want to be a very much so a philanthropist or take on this project or care for people. We think about who we're going to be in the future. Now, David McClellan, social psychologist, says this. By the way, this is going to come up in about a month. I'm previewing where we're headed here with the Red Letter Challenge. David McClellan says this, that who you habitually spend time with is the greatest indicator of 95% of your success or your failures in the future. I'm going to repeat that. Who you habitually associate with, who you are in community right now with, will basically determine who you're going to be in the future. Is that a wild concept? Think about that at our church. The more that we put these, with the help of the Holy Spirit, of course, the more that we put these attitudes and attributes, building blocks into practice, you see, in 5 years, that's who we will become. This is the fruit that we will bear in 10 years. If we build an authentic community right here, this is the fruit that comes down the road. That's how powerful an authentic community can be. Jesus practiced authentic community. He committed himself to community. Think about a target. You know, a target has a bullseye and then has those rings outside that bullseye. Now think about a target and think about Jesus' commitment to the different communities that he was a part of. In the very center of that bullseye was his closest relationship. That was with the Father and Holy Spirit. Everything that the Father did, Jesus did. Everything that the Holy Spirit did, Jesus was a part of. They were so intertwined, so connected in creation, but also when Jesus came as well. And they pointed to each other.